Now, it seemed that it shouldn't be so complicated to design a doctor's visit around what people actually need to be healthy. So I created Health Leads, an organization enabling thousands of physicians and other caregivers to ask their patients, what do you need to be healthy? And then prescribe those things. Fruits and vegetables, heat in the winter, electricity to refrigerate their medication. And we then navigated patients to those resources in their communities. The model works. A Mass General Hospital study found that navigating patients to essential resources is associated with improvements in blood pressure and cholesterol levels, similar to introducing a new drug, but without all the side effects. So, 2 decades later, what's changed? It's now widely recognized that just 20% of health outcomes are tied to medical care, whereas up to 70% are tied to healthy behaviors and what's called the social determinants of health. Basically, everything that happens to us for that vast majority of time when we're not in the doctor's office or the hospital. Healthcare executives now routinely remind us that our zip code matters more than our genetic code. And one healthcare publication even recently had the audacity to describe the social determinants of health as the feel-good buzzword of the year.